I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Toronto City Council voted in their new interim councillor for Ward 1 at Etobicoke North this week. Rose Milchin was voted in with 22 of 25 votes. She will be the interim councillor until October 24th when a municipal election is held. The longtime Etobicoke resident told City Council that she does not intend to run for the city seat in October and will remain in a transitory role for the ward.
My priority is to serve and assist the residents of Ward 1 until the new permanent councillor is elected in the fall. My 40-year accomplishment is being a public servant and my excellent customer service reputation. I have a strong work ethic and I'm dedicated and committed to serve the public and serve the public well. I've spent the last 33 years serving the residents of the city, city council, and working closely with city staff. And this has consistently been my number one priority in every role that I have held. I've acquired and maintained partnerships throughout the City of Toronto with other levels of government, enforcement agencies, licensees, and of course the general public. They say it takes a village to raise a child. Well, similarly, I believe it takes partnerships to sustain a diverse and vibrant community such as Ward 1. In Ward 1 specifically, I have fostered partnerships with Toronto Police, the AGCO, the Greater Toronto Airport Authority, local community, residents groups, and local businesses. I've been a member of the 23 Division CPLC for many, many years. If successful, I believe I could hit the ground running, as I'm very familiar with Ward 1 and also with the City of Toronto and City Council's policy and procedures. As the interim representative for Ward 1, my priority over the next 3 months would be to pick up where the former councillor, now minister, left off, to continue to ensure that the residents of Ward 1 are well served and have access to the services they need and require.
Milchin is the city's former district manager for its bylaw enforcement division and has a 40-year history working for different levels of government. Her appointment comes about 40 days after Rosemary Bryan resigned as Ward 1 councillor, hours after being voted in. Past Facebook posts that were allegedly homophobic in nature emerged on social media.
I bring value to the council because of my past experiences and partnerships with various community groups, including Toronto Police Services 23 Division. I have worked in the community for the past 20 years. I currently work for the Salvation Army on a full-time basis as their Community and Family Service Manager and Pathway of Hope Coordinator. Within my role, I operate the food bank. I see roughly between 20 and 30 families a day, 3 days a week. I organize our annual toy drive, Thanksgiving dinners, and other community activities and special events. I understand the issues in our community. Issues such as housing, shelters, gun violence, gangs, and even helping our newcomers to adjust.
Canada Land's Jonathan Goldsby was the first to bring the posts to light, and he criticized the council for voting in a candidate with alleged homophobic views during June's Pride Month, after voters, including Toronto Mayor John Tory, said that they would have not voted for Bryan had they known about the posts. The council promised better due diligence in their voting process for interim councillors. The Ward 1 seat remained vacant for the past 40 days. Prior to the August 15th council meeting, Milchin was one of 17 candidates for the Ward 1 seat. CGRU contacted Milchin to discuss her new role in Ward 1 and what she hopes to accomplish in Etobicoke prior to the October election. CGRU is awaiting a response. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.